remaining rather breezy across England and Wales. Highs of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello, I'm Alan Jones. Good morning. Are you excited? Well, you should be, because it's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to not meet the Muppets, but instead celebrate the very best music taken from your Classic FM Hall of Fame.
Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions, book a premium suite for the ultimate adventure.
Classic FM.
In the hall of the Mountain King, Grieg's Peer Suite number 1, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Zachary Oramo. And we kicked off the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour with William Walton and his Crown Imperial, the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by David Wilcox. And welcome to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour with me, Ala Jones. Every day from 9 till 10, we play the music from that coveted top 300 charts. And we'll be off to the land of Sir Carl Jenkins very soon with a work that turns 25 years old this year. First, we're off to the land of the Mountain and the Flood.
Thank you.
is Classic FM.
That's the first movement of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1, the English Baroque Soloists with John Elliott Gardiner. And before it was the music of Hamish McCann, The Land of the Mountain and the Flood, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra with Alexander Gibson. A lovely message from Stephen says, fab music for this sunny morning on the west coast of Scotland, especially as I sit with my coffee looking out on the same view as my neighbour Hamish McCann. Give or take 100 years. Has the view changed, I wonder? Thank you very much for your message. I'm glad you're enjoying the music. So I mentioned something turning 25 this year, and it is The Armed Man. It was premiered at Classic FM Live back in 2000, and 25 years later, we are still loving it just as much. So let's hear from it now. And this is quite arguably the most beautiful section from it, the Benedictus.
Thank you. The Benedictus from Carl Jenkins, The Armed Man, the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the National Youth Choir of Great Britain. That piece turning 25 this year. Susan in sunny Southport says, thank you so much for playing The Armed Man, my number one choice for the Hall of Fame. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And good morning. It is the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour with me, Alec Jones. A pleasure to have your company. I hope you are having a fab Wednesday. Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Enjoy immersive learning with their science and education program.
Classic FM.
Such a beautiful melody, isn't it? It's the theme from Schindler's List, John Williams' score. Itzhak Perlman, centre stage with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. John Williams conducting that one. And before it, bang on time, as it always is, Haydn's Symphony No. 101, the Clock Symphony, the second movement with the Orchestra of St. Luke's under the baton of Charles McCarris. And a very happy Wednesday morning from me, Ala Jones, to you. Hope you're enjoying the music. It's the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. And don't forget, Alexander Armstrong will be entering this very studio from 10 o'clock this morning. You have been warned. Pulling out all the strings, he is this morning as well. No pun intended. Got my favourite movement from Fauré's Requiem, plus almost 10 minutes of Samuel Barber. It's going to sound perfect. Come and say hello to lovely Xander from 10. To take us there, it's Mozart.
Thank you.
Catherine Lacey, centre stage there with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the first movement of Mozart's Clarinet Concerto in A. And that's it from me for today. Have a great Wednesday and make sure you're back with me tomorrow morning from 6:30. We're going to start Thursday in just the right way. Xander is up next after the news on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawton.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas, April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
Interactive Investor has an ISA to suit you, whether you prefer to manage it yourself or have our experts do it for you. And with awards like the Times Money Mentor's Best Stocks and Shares ISA and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, we really don't need a fancy orchestral jingle to convince you. Because the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people...
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Jamal's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final.
Final.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's
go. Almost.
Ah! Help.
Guys.
Right, I need more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Game Mode. Even when everyone's online, this is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
EE Game Mode requires EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock... Within the past hour, the boss of Heathrow has apologised to passengers who were affected by the airport's closure last month. Thomas Voldby is being questioned by MPs on the Transport Committee about how a power cut shut down the entire site.
Before I answer the questions, I'd like to make a sincere apology. An apology to the many passengers who had their journeys disrupted by the recent incident. I offer my deepest regrets.
Israel has announced an expansion of its military operation in Gaza. The country's defense minister says large areas of the territory will be seized and incorporated into Israeli security zones following a large-scale evacuation. Economists are warning new US tariffs could lead to job losses and spending cuts in the United Kingdom. Donald Trump is expected to unveil the sweeping taxes this evening on what he's calling Liberation Day. Former Financial Times editor Lionel Barber has told Classic FM it's a very dangerous moment.
Our economy is not growing, productivity is weak, and now we're going to be bashed with tariffs. However, all is not completely lost. There is a deal underway. The question is, how much is Donald Trump going to shake down Sir Keir Starmer? Because he's a pretty good negotiator too.
A major survey says there's been a startling collapse in public satisfaction with the NHS. Just 21% of people said they were satisfied with the health service in 2024. That's down from 60% before the pandemic. Val Kilmer, best known for starring in Top Gun and as Batman, has died at the age of 65. The Hollywood actor died of pneumonia last night in Los Angeles. He's been described as an icon of 1980s and 90s cinema. And a Democratic Party politician has made the longest ever...